is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our Bible study from last week, Blessed is the One. We began in Psalm 1, and I'd kind of like to read that again today. And so if you have a Bible, have access to a Bible, open it up and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you about our prayer journals. These are just a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket or a purse or a Bible case. A little notebook you can take with you wherever you go and write down prayer requests. You know, I love to take mine with me to church Wednesday night. And when I hear someone say, pray for me, I can pull it out, write it down right then, and remember to pray for them. So it's a place where you can write down your prayer requests, write down your own prayer journal, and keep track of when God answers those prayers. And so the journals are absolutely free. All you have to do is contact us, give us an address, tell us where you're hearing the program, and we'll get one out to you just as soon as we can. So you can do that through the website at considerhisword.org, or you can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as many do, you can just simply write to us. Here's our address, Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. We're talking about how God blessed us, that in the Scripture, 13 times we find the phrase, blessed is the man. Now, blessed here is talking about being happy. Happy is the man. We talk about the word man, he's talking about just people. Blessed are the people. That's why I title this message, Blessed is the One. We find one of them here in Psalm 1. We talked about it last week, but let me read the psalm again. This is a great psalm. Many have memorized it. It's Psalm 1. You know, I think if I was pressed to it, that I could possibly quote the whole thing by myself. I know my children can. I know my wife can. And so it's a great psalm. It's only 6 verses. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the seat of the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. He said, blessed is the man. It's how this psalm begins. And while he gives us some negatives, that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, he doesn't stand in the way of sinners, he doesn't sit in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Happy is the one. We could take part of those negatives out and read it this way. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the Scripture. And his delight is found in serving the Lord. He delights in the Lord. He finds joy and happiness in knowing God and walking with God. And we talked about how blessed is the one whose sin is not imputed to them. In other words, blessed is the one who has been forgiven from Psalm 32. When God has forgiven us, we can walk in a sense of freedom, knowing that we are not under the condemnation of our own sin. Now, I want to give you a couple of more today. And these, again, are phrases that say, blessed is the one. This one is interesting. I think it's from James chapter 1. The book of James is one of my favorite books of the Bible. We get down to chapter 12. And again, notice the phrase, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and is enticed. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Notice that he said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. In that enduring, notice that there is a blessing. He said, would receive the crown of life. Now, by enduring, you know, literally what we mean is that we're going to put up with it. You know, we're going to endure. We're going to stand strong and get through it. Now, you've got to understand that temptation is not sin. Many somehow are under the idea that temptation is sin. No, temptation is not sin till we give in to it. And the strongest temptations come from ourselves. That temptation does not come from God. Oh, it will come from Satan. Verse 13 said, let no man say when he's tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. No, it's Satan that's going to put those things out there in front of you that are going to draw you away from God. And listen, the devil, he knows you. He knows your weaknesses. And where the scripture says that let me read it. It says, every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lusts. And Satan knows how to put those things out there, put those things in front of your eyes that are going to draw you away and draw you into sin. Now, that lust comes from natural desires. These were desires that God gave us. And it comes from a place of selfishness, a place of I want. You know, that lust comes from, I want that, I want, I want, I want. You realize that want can lead to theft. It leads to covetousness. I want more can create gluttony. And I'm not just talking about food. There's so many other ways that we can be gluttonous. By that, it's where we give in uncontrollably to something. We look at someone else and say, oh, I want him or I want her. And that least kind of lust creates fornication and adultery. Now, it can be controlled. It says it's happened when we're enticed. It means it's when we're being offered something. And it's the devil that's going to throw that stuff out there and say, here, try this. Try this. You know, Satan's not the only source. Sometimes it may come from friends. They say, hey, come, let's try this. Let's go do this. You know, we call that peer pressure, remember? And when we give in, when we do not endure the temptation, but we give in to that temptation, it leads to sin, and sin leads to death. Remember, the wages of sin is death. 1 Corinthians 10:31 is a verse you ought to memorize. Pardon me, 10:13 is a verse you ought to memorize to help deal with that temptation when you're confronted with it. You ought to write it down. Memorize it. I memorized this as a teenager. 1 Corinthians 10:13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above what you are able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You know, when that temptation comes, there's always an out. There's always a way to get out of it. There's always a way to escape, he said. And that's how we endure, is by escaping that temptation when it comes. So blessed is the man who endures, James said, that temptation. Let me give you one more. This is from Psalm 84, 12. I'm just going to read it. It kind of explains itself. It's the last verse of Psalm 84. It says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man, blessed is the one that trusteth in thee. Blessed is the one that trusts in you. All through Scripture, we're encouraged to trust the Lord. In fact, that phrase, trust the Lord, is written about 20 times, especially by David in the Psalm, like in Psalm 118, when he said, it's better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. Listen, man's going to disappoint you every time. Man's going to let you down every time, but the Lord will not let you down. When we trust in the Lord, it means that we completely, entirely depend on Him, that we have complete confidence in Him, whether it's in the hard times or the lean times. You know, we've got to lean on Him. Even in the good times, we lean on Him. And I know, listen, sometimes it's hard to do. Sometimes it's hard to let go and let God, to fully trust Him. But here He said, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. In trusting God, you're going to find a certain happiness and joy. I tell you, it's hard sometimes to let go. I'm reminded of a story. Maybe you've heard this before, about the guy who fell off a cliff, and oh, he's hanging by this bush. And I mean, he's looking down there, it's hundreds of feet below. And it looks like sure death. And the rocks are falling and the little pieces of clods of dirt are falling. And he begins to cry out and he said, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. And God comes down to him and says, what do you need? He said, Lord, help me. I'm going to die. God said to him, do you trust me? And the guy said, yes, Lord, I trust you. Help me. And God said, okay, let go of the bush. The guy paused for a minute, looked around and said, is there anybody else out there? You know, sometimes God wants us to just let go and trust Him, to quit trying to solve the problems ourselves. That all leads to just anxiety and hurt. And as we grow in the Lord, we learn to trust Him more and more. And the person is blessed who will trust Him. Jeremiah even said, Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man who trusts the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Our hope's in the Lord, not in people, not in self, only in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His words.